A national environmental group's tally of beach closings includes some data about Lakes Michigan and Superior. The report says more than 700 beach closures and swimming advisories were in place at Wisconsin beaches along those lakes last year. That's an increase of 58% over 2002, although the frequency of beach monitoring doubled. Bayfield, Douglas, and Manitowoc counties had the most problems. The Sierra Club's Emily Green says bacteria was the main culprit, although in most of the cases, the sources of the bacteria could not be confirmed.
And the bottom line is that people in Wisconsin can't go to the beach anymore without feeling like maybe they've got to go to the doctor next. So it's a problem we need to solve.
Environmentalists contend sewage dumping and stormwater runoff are key reasons for the higher bacteria counts. Green says the Bush administration has proposed a $500 million cut in funds for sewage system repairs. She also says the EPA wants to allow more blending of some partly treated and fully treated wastewater. There are some measures in Congress to begin a $5 billion restoration of the Great Lakes. Cameron Davis of the Lake Michigan Federation says those bills should not wait until the EPA completes a review of all Great Lakes spending.
It's a good thing that they're talking, but there's a whole lot more than talk that's needed. We really need to see elected officials, mostly the White House, step up and recognize that this is an investment for many generations to come.
An aide to Republican Congressmember Mark Green of Green Bay says Green is a co-sponsor of the Great Lakes Restoration Bill. But Green's office did not get back to us with a comment on why GOP leaders in Congress have not moved the measure along. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.